This is KUNM. I'm Anna Landy. The new Valle de Oro National Wildlife Refuge is a place of firsts. It's the first urban wildlife refuge in the Southwest and the first wildlife refuge in the country to have an environmental justice plan. As Public Health New Mexico's Ed Williams reports, it's also the first time kids in one largely Hispanic community have had a wild outdoor space to play in close by.
To get to the Valle de Oro National Wildlife Refuge, about 15 minutes south of downtown Albuquerque, you first have to drive through some of the poorest and most polluted neighborhoods in New Mexico.
Just wanted to point out this facility here on the left-hand side that we're coming by. This is a chemical storage facility. You can see the cars in the back there.
That's Richard Moore, an environmental justice activist from the South Valley. He's leading a tour of the polluting businesses in the Mountain View neighborhood just next to the refuge.
That particular company had a spill at one time, had an accident inside, and our community was never notified.
The road passes through clusters of gasoline storage terminals, junkyards, concrete crushing plants, and then there it is, 570 acres of grassy fields edged by a forest of cottonwoods bordering the Rio Grande. Moore says the green spaces and nature trails of the wildlife refuge are something this community hasn't had in a long time.
This is a very historical piece of land for a lot of reasons, and our elders constantly remind us of that, that they walked their children and now some of our children up and down the Rio Grande, up and down the Bosque and so on, and pointed out birds and ducks and trees and plants and this kind of thing. So to us, it's a living classroom.
Moore says reintroducing kids to this living classroom of the great outdoors has a special meaning here. For years, this land housed a large dairy operation, but before that, it used to be farm fields, part of the South Valley's agricultural past that was lost when industrial businesses started taking over the area in the 70s. That's one reason Moore, along with others in the neighborhood, started advocating for the creation of the refuge when the dairy farm closed down here in the late 90s. Valle de Oro opened its doors to the public in 2013.
Already you can see the benefits of that it has on the young people here. They're already asking questions and getting back to nature.
That's Tawana Yepa, who came out to Valle de Oro with her son Talon for a community party at the refuge. Talon's playing in a sandbox with a big smile on his face.
What do you like about it?
Playing outside isn't so easy for kids in this part of town. There's almost no parks, no walking trails, and rates of asthma and other chronic diseases are higher than in other parts of Albuquerque, which is one reason the Valle de Oro project was able to get off the ground in the first place. Volunteers, residents, and community groups, along with the county government, enlisted the help of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and other federal agencies after the Obama administration stepped up efforts to improve environmental health in communities just like this one. Now, the federal government is looking at this as a model for environmental justice projects elsewhere.
This is a teachable story where, yes, we can work together. Yes, we can combine our assets.
Matthew Tejada is director of environmental justice at the EPA.
No single entity can just come in and solve a problem, right? These problems are complex. They've usually been around for decades. There are all sorts of factors that have created now an area with environmental justice challenges with the demographic and economic and environmental and health issues that are all facing these communities.
The work on Valle de Oro is far from done, Tejada says, and there's a lot more to do to make sure the refuge is a real starting place for addressing the South Valley's longstanding problems with pollution, poverty, and access to nature. For KUNM, I'm Ed Williams.
KUNM's Public Health New Mexico project is funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, the Quinalma Health Foundation, and the McCune Charitable Foundation. Find out more online at publichealthnm.org.